Penguin Random House Audio presents Wealth, How I Learned to Build a Life, Not a Resume, by Jason Wachob, read by the author.
W-E-A-L-T-H, Wealth, noun, wealth, derived from the Middle English wealth, meaning well-being and happiness, a large amount of money and possessions. W-E-L-L-T-H, wealth, noun, wealth, a new and more valuable life currency, a life exemplified by abundance, happiness, purpose, health, and joy. Introduction. Don't get me wrong, I like money, but there's more to life. Many of us aren't satisfied with just trying to grow our bank accounts so we can spend our hard-earned cash on nice, shiny things. The good life is no longer just about the material. Instead, it can be found in a lifestyle that is devoted to mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional health. Along with that is the ability to feel happy and comfortable in one's own skin. While many people would include being wealthy, W-E-A-L-T-H-Y, when defining a good life, I believe that it's time to return to the original definition. I came up with another word, wealthy, W-E-L-L-T-H-Y, to further emphasize the importance of well-being to you and to us all. A wealthy existence is one in which happiness is attainable, health is paramount, and daily living is about abundance. It's a life in which work is purposeful, friendships are deep and plentiful, and there's a daily sense of richness or overflowing joy. But since there's no one-size-fits-all definition for a wealthy existence, I hope this audio program will serve as a guide to help you embark on your own personal journey that is both unique and meaningful. The first wealth is health. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Conduct of Life. Like you, I'm on a search for a balanced, fulfilling life. I'm not a doctor or a healer. I'm not a professional athlete or celebrity. I'm not a billionaire and I didn't come up from abject poverty. I have many lessons to share, but I'm not a life coach. And although I've been to a therapist, I'm certainly not one. Instead, I'm a regular person who, because of my work in the wellness community, in particular through my website, mindbodygreen.com, happens to know some of the most insightful health and wellness experts in the world. You will meet some of them in this audio program, including yoga instructor Catherine Buttig, meditation teacher Charlie Knowles, functional medicine pioneer Dr. Frank Lipman, and relationship expert Dr. Sue Johnson, among others. I've learned a lot from these experts and from my own challenging and magical life experiences. At age 41, I finally achieved some of the most important aspects of a wealthy life, having control of my monkey mind or overactive mental state, being at ease in my body, maintaining a daily sense of balance, having meaningful relationships, and experiencing an overall feeling of abundance and well-being, at least most of the time. I'm blessed to have a life and work that are aligned with my values and a vibrant community that supports me. Don't get me wrong, although I have accomplished some of my dreams, I am certainly not perfect, far from it. I found out the hard way that Wall Street can leave you empty, that death can change your life, yoga can save your life, and work is meaningful only when it truly aligns with your values. I've had plenty of failures and I know that I will continue to make monumental mistakes. But I've had an interesting journey, and I hope that you'll be entertained by and relate to my adventures. I was a happy-go-lucky, heavy-drinking frat boy and then a successful trader who gave it all up to become a wellness entrepreneur. I've gone from being flat broke and depressed to being enlivened by a mission and then raising the capital to pursue it. I spent 3 years working on mindbodygreen.com in a tiny apartment while my wife supported me. We've gone from 0 to 15 million unique viewers per month, and now it's a leading media brand in wellness. Before mindbodygreen.com launched, phrases like mind-body-spirit, mind-body-soul, and mind-body-connection were all pretty common. So why did I call the website mindbodygreen, which wasn't part of the lexicon at the time, and why is mindbodygreen one word and not three? Whether we like it or not, everything is connected. Our minds, our bodies, and our environment. The mind and body are not separate, they're one. That's why we could read every book in the self-help section and follow someone else's rigid rules, but still not have wealth. If we're out of touch with the mind or the body, then we're not truly healthy because we're disconnected from the self. And as you'll see in the ground chapter, the green aspect of wealth is crucial too. As a city dweller, I've even found it incredibly important to connect to nature, and that it's impossible to live in a healthy manner if we aren't aware of the impact of toxins and chemicals on our minds, our bodies, and our environment. Along with the MindBody Green experts, I will lead you through the steps to true wealth, starting with the basic physical areas, eat, move, then going to how we earn a living, work, from the way our thoughts shape our experiences, believe, to the importance of finding our flow and passion, explore. Then together we'll look at the need for a mind-body practice, breathe, and the importance of having friends and a good support system to our emotional health, feel. But you can't be wealthy if your relationships are in ruin, those with others as well as the closest relationship you'll ever have, your relationship to yourself. So we explore relationships, love, taking care of our bodies when things go off track, heal, the importance of gratitude, thank, and how an intimate connection to the earth and nature sustains us, ground. Then I discuss dealing with the most natural of human circumstances, death and grief, and how the knowledge that we all eventually die can inform the way we live. I end the audio program with a chapter on laughter, because if you can't enjoy yourself, then what's the point? It's my hope that you too can flourish in all aspects of your life. What follows will give you lots of ideas for investing in you and in doing so, becoming truly wealthy. Chapter 1. Eat. One of the first and most elemental aspects of accruing wealth comes from how we nourish our bodies. It seems that everyone wants to know the perfect diet in order to look great. Many think that means eating exclusively organic, vegetarian, vegan, raw, paleo, low-fat, or low-carb foods. But how do you tell which eating plan is best for you? Is there a one-size-fits-all diet that leads to wealth? When it comes to diets, I've tried them all. Every diet book you'll read promises benefits like weight loss, increased energy, glowing skin, better sex, and increased productivity and focus. But I believe that these one-size-fits-all approaches are all wrong. Yet I think there are a few universal truths. I'm 6'7" and I weigh 220 pounds. A third-degree sprain in my right ankle from 25 years ago still won't let me ground my heel onto the floor. I love playing basketball, but I've always hated running. Back in college, I could get my elbow above the rim and dunk very easily, but no more. I love Brussels sprouts, but hate mushrooms. Oddly enough, I'm allergic to celery. Each and every one of us has our own physical gifts, quirks, likes, and dislikes. This may sound obvious, but sometimes it seems as if those in the health and diet industry think otherwise. I'm not just talking about the healthcare system and the way doctors treat symptoms rather than patients. I'm referring to the way we think about everyday diet and exercise. How can one particular diet or workout be good for the entire world? How can a diet be the same for a 6'7", 220-pound, 41-year-old man who practices 15 minutes of yoga a few times a week and a 5'2", 102-pound, 22-year-old woman who runs 15 miles every day? How can being vegan or paleo be good for everyone? How can anyone believe that their health routine is appropriate for everyone else? In reality, what is good for me may be awful for you. I absolutely love coffee, and I'm delighted that it has antioxidants that might fight cancer. But for my coworker, even a sip causes painful acid reflux. For him, it's green tea all the way. My wife loves running with the rising sun. I hate running at any time of day. Just the idea of getting dressed to go for a run triggers a stress response in my body. To be truly wealthy is to find your personal prescription, to discover what works for you, what feels good, what you love. The process of discovery never ends. There are certain diets and types of exercise that are right for you in certain periods of your life, but not others. Not only do we have to find the approach that works for us, we need to learn how to adapt that approach or change it entirely throughout our lives. I was a gym rat for much of my 20s and early 30s, lifting weights and doing the elliptical machine daily. In my mid-30s, after yoga played a huge role in healing my back, I practiced yoga every morning and did nothing else. In my late 30s and now 40s, I've switched it up again. Now I do yoga at home a few days a week for 15 minutes, lift weights twice a week for 25 minutes, and meditate daily for 20 minutes. As passionately as paleo expert Chris Kresser advocates for his diet, he also teaches that our bodies need different diets and foods at different stages of our lives. Being an omnivore...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?